So now we're at section A, which is the first time this main theme shows up. As we mentioned before, these sections are right at 24 measures long. Here are the first four measures of section A. Right hand, I'm playing the A2 above middle C with finger 2. With the left hand, I'm playing the G2 below middle C with finger 5. So these sit together, sustain pedal up and down. Next, left hand, play the D above the G you just played with finger 2. And then we'll play the G above that with finger 1, while the right hand steps up its A to a B. The left hand crossover for the A above the G you just played, then the B above that, and then the D above that, like we did in the intros. Next, left hand will go to the B, 2 below middle C with finger 5. With the right hand, go back to the A under your second finger. They sit together, pedal up and down. Next, right hand, step up your A to a B. Left hand, play the D above the B you just played with finger 3. Then right hand will play the D above the B you just played with finger 5. With it, left hand, play the G below middle C with finger 1. Then left hand, cross over that G with finger 2 to play the A above that. And then we'll play the B above that with finger 1. With the right hand, I want you to play the G below the D you just played with finger 1. So that should put the right hand on the G2 above middle C with finger 1. Then what we get next is this. So right hand, this is the D and F sharp above the G you just played. For the D, I'm using finger 2. And then for the F sharp, I'm using finger 4. So we have this against the left hand, C below middle C with the 5th, pedal up and down. Next, left hand, play the G above the C you just played with finger 2, then play middle C with finger 1, crossover for the D above that with finger 2, and then we'll play the E above that with finger 1. With it, right hand, play the E and G you have under fingers 3 and 5, right above the D and F sharp you just played. The next right hand, I want you to play the C and E right where you're at, fingers 1 and 3. With it, left hand, I want you to play the C below middle C again with your 5th, pedal up and down. Next, left hand, I want you to play the A above the C you just played with finger 2. Then reach up to play the D above that with finger 1. Cross over it with finger 3 to play the E above that. And then the F sharp above that with finger 2. Now, I looked at all kinds of different fingering options for this particular phrase. That seems to be the best one, because what I'm having to navigate is keeping my 5th finger on a C and then trying to go to another note above it without actually sliding up on the white key in between the black keys. And so it's easier to go ahead and use finger 2 there on the A, finger 1 on the D, because those are all white keys. But because I know I've got a black key coming up, I've got to make sure that my crossover will allow me to get a long finger on that F sharp. And so that fingering works out best for me anyway in that situation. But that gets us through measure 4 of section A. Let's take a look at the next four measures.